Hello everyone, and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. This month, I want to look at the etymology of the word sayonara in English. This one has been a long time coming. I've wanted to look at it ever since episode 10 of Double Zeta, Sayonara Fa. I noticed that the translation of the title didn't translate the word sayonara, so the translators assumed that the English-speaking audience would know what sayonara means. It also made me think of the 1957 film Sayonara, with an all-star cast that included Marlon Brando, James Garner, Taka Miiko, Umeki Miyoshi, Red Buttons, and Ricardo Montalban. It's a film about American servicemen stationed in Japan during the Korean War, and again, the use of the word sayonara for the title of a mostly English-language work, based on a book of the same title written by James Michener and published in 1954, demonstrates some familiarity on the part of the writer and possibly an assumption that English-speaking audiences and readers would also know what the word meant. So I had these three data points for the use of sayonara in American English, but when was the earliest use? When was it popular? The other inspiration for this episode is that we finally bit the bullet and got a subscription to the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED, one of the best sources for English etymology information. The word sayonara appears in English language texts as early as 1861, but that's only in what the OED describes as Japanese contexts, accounts describing the speech and behavior of Japanese people. The two earliest OED entries are from accounts of living in Japan, Rutherford Alcock's 1863, The Capital of the Tycoon, a narrative of 3 years' residence in Japan, and Christopher P. Hodgson's 1861, A Residence at Nagasaki and Hakodate in 1859 and 60. Alcock was the first British diplomatic representative to live in Japan, and unrelated but interesting, his exhibition of his private collection of Japanese art at the 1862 International Exhibition in London is considered one of the most important events in the history of Japanese art in the West. And Hodgson was a colonial traveler and writer. Unsurprisingly, examples of the word sayonara in English writing, but in Japanese context, continue to show up from the 1860s until now. The meaning and usage expands, though. Not merely a report of speech of Japanese people, but as a noun or adjective to describe events, such as, quote, the sisters had arranged the children in the stiff and formal formation for the sayonara, or the sayonara dinner was given, or the most moving single concert from this point of view was our sayonara concert in Tokyo. Sayonara shows up as an interjection, starting in 1920, quote, used to suggest that something has been finished with, abandoned, or consigned to the past, as in, say sayonara to the whole mess. From 1961 onwards, and particularly in American English, we see sayonara used to express finality with regard to a person's departure, suggesting either leaving for good or, by extension, death, as in, thanks for the 9 years' worth of your life, but sayonara, baby. Finally, the term sayonara hit, or sayonara home run, comes from Japanese baseball, but is still sometimes used in U.S. baseball and without reference to Japanese players. It means a hit or home run that ends the game. This usage first cropped up in 1961 in Pacific Stars and Stripes, the Japan edition of the long-running American military daily newspaper. This answers part of my question. Depending on precise context and usage, sayonara entered the English language as early as 1860, with some changes and expansion in how it's used in the 1920s and 60s. At the top of the OED page for sayonara, it gives the word a frequency ranking in current use. Sayonara is in frequency band 3, meaning that it appears between 0.01 and 0.1 times per million words in typical modern English usage. Words in frequency band 3 are not commonly found in novels or newspapers, but are not overly obscure either. Other words in frequency band 3 include merengue, amortization, and contumacious. But given my interest in the use of sayonara in English over time, of course my next question is, did the frequency ranking change over time, and how? For this, I consulted the Google Books Ngram Viewer, a search tool that scans a corpus of books for your search terms, and graphs the use of the term over time. I will try to include the whole graph in the show notes for this episode. Interestingly, Ngram Viewer claims to have examples of sayonara in American English from earlier dates than those in the OED, though not much earlier, 1847 through 1853. Those appearances represent one peak of the graph, which drops back to zero until 1871, then never drops to zero again. There's a peak around 1875, another in 1900, a very small uptick in the late 30s, and a much more substantial peak from the mid-1950s to mid-1960s. After a small dip, there is a steady increase from 1978 until 2011, at which point it starts to decline a bit. These peaks coincide, sometimes in a slight delay, with certain major historical events. The opening of Japan at the end of the Edo period, the Meiji Restoration, the Sino-Japanese and Russo-Japanese Wars, the Second Sino-Japanese War, the Korean War and beginning of the Vietnam War, during which numerous U.S. servicemen were stationed at U.S. Army bases in Japan or went to Japan for R&R, and Japan's economic growth following the oil crisis in 1973. All of these events prompted interest in Japan from the United States. Japanese imperialism, their ability to fight a war against a Western power and win, their role as a staging ground for U.S. involvement in other wars in Asia, the fear of Japan's global economic strength through the 1980s and until the bubble burst in the early 90s, and Japan's increasing cultural exports over that same time and continuing even now. It seems notable that there's no spike during World War II, but my guess would be that it seemed unpatriotic to use the language of the enemy at that time. In addition to appearing in books and newspapers, sayonara cropped up in the titles of songs and in film dialogue. Sayonara, suckers, is enough of a meme, a reference, that it was familiar to both Tom and I, even though neither of us have seen the film it seems to come from originally, a 1979 war action comedy titled 1941, directed by none other than Steven Spielberg, and with an ensemble cast that includes Dan Aykroyd, Ned Beatty, John Belushi, John Candy, Christopher Lee, Tim Matheson, Toshiro Mifune, and Mickey Rourke. The Double Zeta Blu-rays we're watching were released in 2016, and they were the first North American releases for the series, although it was streamed on the short-lived anime streaming service Daisuki in 2013 or 2014. I don't know whether these two would have had different translations or not, but as they represent the first official availability for Double Zeta in North America, the translation can't have been done much before either of them. So we aren't even looking at the likelihood that a mid-1980s American audience would know what sayonara means. We are considering whether a 2010s audience for a relatively niche 25-year-old anime would know what sayonara means. And I think we can safely assume the answer to that one is, hi! Don't forget, if you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mela. You can find links and more in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening.